as lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Isaiah 51, the verse number 2.
Isaiah Homati, Edionum Baku, Jemu.
It ends with me. Isaiah 51,
Isaiah
verse number 2. Let's start from verse 1. It said, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness. So I'm here to speak to believers. I'm here to speak to Christians. I'm here to speak to people who believe in God. There is a mystery in the spirit that we must be aware of. Being ignorant of it does not spare you from the consequences thereof. Whether you know there is power in the electric cable or not, and you touch it, it shocks you. So being ignorant of this mystery or not can affect you. So let's all read one go. Let's start again, one go. From the back, read one go. Listen to me. You who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. He says, you who look up to God, be careful to look at the rock from which you are coming. The foundation where you are coming from. The family where you stem out of. He said, the whole of the pit from which you were dug. Every one of us is coming from a certain rock. Every one of us was dug from a certain pit. We were born into a certain family. We started life out of a certain family. We are connected to a certain family. And the Bible says that you who follow after righteousness, you must understand that you are still coming from a certain family. You who look to God, you must still understand that you were healed from a certain rock. And then verse 2. He break it down for them to understand. He said, look to Abraham, your father. So the rock is your father. The rock is your mother.
And your boat turning one.
Tell somebody about you, the rock is your father.
Catch it or turn his boat turning
the wager. Tell him the rock is your mother.
Guys, our boat turning the sons in
the
one.
The rock is the same name you are answering to.
And your boat turning and a same name, Aukita.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
What's the idea? Okay,
the same name you answer to is your rock.
Ebusia Dina, that was no and a boat turning.
The family you are stemming from is your rock.
Ebusia no feminine and a boat turning.
It is the foundation on which your life is going to be built on.
I have found.
All things being equal, if you are born by a president, you start life from an advantageous position. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
What's the idea?
He says, look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you.
And Sarah,
look to them, they are your rock. They are your foundation. And so as I am speaking, you may not be a biological child of
Abraham.
You may not be coming from the genealogy of Sarah. But you may be coming from Mr. Usu. You may be coming from Mr. Lai. You may be coming from Mr. Pia. You may be coming from a certain family. So the Bible says that look to that family.
Trust
Because all things being equal, it affects who you become. It can determine how far you will go. It can determine what happens to you and what doesn't happen to you. It can determine what is allowed and what is not allowed. Look at what happened to your father Abraham. It is a clue to what can happen to you. Look to what happened to your mother Eno Mary. All things being equal is a clue to what can happen to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? Clap your two hands and say it ends with me. Say it must end with me. Say it must end with me. Clap your two hands and say my life will be different. Say my outcome will be different. Say the happenings of my life shall be different, for it ends with me. Clap your two hands and celebrate them. You must understand that every family is built on invisible foundations. The foundation can be a human being. Like we see here. He said, look to the rock, and he mentioned the name of the rock, which was Abraham. And Sarah. The bit out of which you came. And so he used human beings to refer to a foundation. So as we are seated here, our families are connected to a certain human being. A certain man. A certain woman. Years ago, whoever existed is a foundation of that family. A foundation can also be an event. Something that happened, or something that a certain significant person did in your family. Somebody who mattered in your family day. That event can become a foundation. That can affect how your life becomes. For example, when David took somebody's wife and killed the man, it became a foundation. God came to him and told him that because of what you have done, bloodshed will never leave your house. Your children will rise and kill themselves. The way you have slept with somebody's wife, your sons will rise to sleep with your children. So an event can become a foundation. Maybe one of your ancestors. Maybe your own father. Maybe your own mother. Did something. That event can become a memorial before God. And it becomes a spiritual foundation. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? I spread forth my hands in the spirit. Every satanic foundation that is sponsoring evil in your life, I command it to be shattered now. Let your amen be the loudest. Let your amen be the loudest. Let your amen be the loudest. Clap your two hands for them. When you do a little of building construction, they'll explain to you that foundations are called substructures. That you cannot see, they are invisible. They are inside the building, inside the ground. They are the substructures. But they support the superstructure. What you see with your eyes on surface of the ground is what they call superstructure. But there is a substructure inside. That one you cannot see. It is made up of iron rods.
And the iron rods,
strong cement.
And cement
stones. Rocks. And all kinds of things you cannot imagine. But you cannot see it. The only thing you see is the story building standing. It's the superstructure standing. But if it can go higher, it's determined by the substructure. If it can stand stronger,
and
face all the issues that happen to structures, like earthquakes, like expansions and contractions, like the atmospheric conditions. If the building will survive, the height will survive, it is determined by the substructure. What you see is determined by what you cannot see. Tell somebody that what you are seeing in your life is being determined by what you can see. That's how foundations are. There was a building that had a problem in the foundation. Because of the problem in the foundation, the 12th floor had a crack. How can a crack in the 12th floor be connected to a foundation you can't see? That is the mystery of foundations. Whatever is happening to your life is connected to something you don't know. The decisions you are making in life are being engineered by a certain thing you don't even have understanding. Some of you think that you are in charge of your life, but I came to shock you that there is something more superior that you don't understand. It makes you think the way you are thinking. It makes you make mistakes that others made. It makes you make decisions like others did, so that you can have the results that the others have. But you may think that you are all that is there, but there's something else you can see. Where? Ask somebody about you. Do you think you are in charge? The Bible says that check your father. Check your roots. Check your foundation. If you think that you are standing by yourself, if you think that the things that are happening to you is just normal, check.
Clap
your two hands for the Lord. I want you to understand that these foundations, they sponsor things that happen to people. They determine the things that happen to people. Like Psalm 11 verse 3 says that if your foundation is wrong, what can you do? Oh, Mr. Hardworking Man, if your foundation is wrong, how can you succeed? Oh, Madam Church Girl, if your foundation is wrong, how can you succeed? The issues of foundations and family patterns, they don't change by advice. They don't change by writing down, I will not do, I will do. They are more powerful than you think. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They can make you, no matter who you are with your title, you repeat mistakes that you know are not good, but you still do them. Because you are dealing with something that is more powerful than you think. If the foundation is wrong, what can
happen?
So most of the things that are happening in our life as a result of the family we come from. Oh yes, good or bad, a result of the foundation we step
on.
There are some blessings that some people are enjoying. It is just because of a certain thing their mother did, or a certain thing their father did. Certain people around you, you are more intelligent than them, you work harder than them, you have more things than them, yet they seem to be succeeding without effort. And you will not understand what is working for them. But it is because there is a foundation they are connected to. In as much as we believe in blessings that are transferred, there are also curses and troubles that can be transferred. So family foundations, they determine the events that happen to people in the family over a period of time, and we call it the pattern. The pattern. The pattern of the family. It makes the same thing. Similar things happen to people. The moment you look at it carefully, you say that this family, they have this pattern. This is what happens in this family. Have you heard sad things before?
What is sad to me?
I know a family that had 10 ladies.
The
woman gave birth to 10 ladies. None of them was able to marry. The one who had money and tried to marry, she divorced. Everybody have children with different men. 10 children, 10 ladies. One man. Because only the man that married.
And stayed.
So death did them part. But all the women. Nobody. And the one who thought her money could buy her marriage. And dug into it and came out soon after. And they all die, old women with their children, yet no husband. How could it happen to the first, the second,
on and on to the tenth?
It's a pattern. It's a pattern. There are families that alcoholism is a pattern. Young men rise up early in life. They start making money early in life. But soon after they cross 30s into
40s,
then life begins to happen. By the time they finish their lives, they have become drunkards. They have become nobodies. And some of them are your fathers. Some of them are your uncles. And as I'm speaking, some of them, their names have come into your mind. And it looks like it's a story in the family. They always tell you that they are your tenants. But they don't finish well. I command every satanic pattern that runs through your bloodline. I command it to be broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command it to be broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for them.
They
are called patterns.
They
are called patterns. Nobody crosses SHS. Everybody that tries, by the time you get to JHS, you start falling sick. Every exams time, you are sick until you fail, until you can never cross. Say patterns. There are families that I knew of a family that once they marry, they are few, but once they marry, they are very, very beautiful. Once they marry, they will divorce and come home. It's a trend among all the daughters and their cousins. It's a trend. And then one of them was about to repeat that same mistake. And you see, when you are about to make that mistake, your aunties and your grandma, they will come and help you to pack. They'll come and help you to pack. But all of them, none of them, is with their husband. None. Because you see, their mouth is shut. There's pattern. Beautiful.
One went fit.
But there's a pattern of packing out. Can I hear an
amen?
So as I'm speaking, you are checking your life. You are connecting it to who your father is. How his life went. How he ended. You are connecting it to your mother. Your aunties. A family where nobody is allowed to have a stable job. You put the whole family together and nobody can easily dip his hand into the pocket and give you 500 cedis.
It's
like one child wants to go to school and the whole family must do contribution. It's a family of joblessness. It's like everybody that doesn't have a
job.
They all have. They are all kind of beggars. And some of us are from such families. You seem to be the only person educated amongst them. If you don't handle that pattern, Your education is not enough to correct it. It is more spiritual than it is physical. But I pray for everybody here that you can identify a certain pattern in your family. I command that pattern is changing.
In the name of
God. Shout, it ends with me.
It ends with me.
You are not here. Shout, it ends with me.
There's
a family.
There's
a family. Once you are a young lady and you marry, you will not give birth. But if you do branch, what a yayarized devil. What a bastard devil. When you marry, your womb is shut. But when you are chisoloku, even urine can get you pregnant. Are you here with what I'm saying now?
What did the American say?
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
What did the Ezovu Penikan?
And a lady from that family told me.
Now, baby, if you say we shouldn't catch them,
herself pregnant.
When
they were planning for their wedding. So when I discovered it, then I asked, why did you? Why? Rather than we are coming to marry, we meet my shame. So what happened? Then the lady said, I was afraid.
I'm sure.
Because in my family, once I marry, I can't give birth. But if I'm chisoloku, I'm allowed to give birth.
And that
is why I did that, Pastor.
Anything I'm saying here, sir.
Say the devil is a bastard. Say the devil is a bastard. So I think that any satanic pattern that has been identified in your family or that is waiting for you, some of you, it's a pattern of diabetes. All your uncles are dying with diabetes. Your father died with diabetes. Your mother died with cholesterol. It's a pattern. There is a sickness that kills them. It's a family. It's accident.
All
in the family are dead. They all died by accident. In fact, accident. It has wiped the men out. Every disease that is a pattern in your family, every curse that is a pattern, it ends with you.
Man.
If your amen is loud, you are the one I'm prophesying about. It ends with you. Somebody, are you getting what Pastor is saying?
Because he said, what serious of penny can I say?
This pattern, there can be diseases, there can be curses.
There
can be poverty. No matter how hard working you are, you work hard, but you sleep empty. Jokes of all kinds. Distracted behaviors. There are families you can tell their behavior. It is destroying them, but that all of them are like that. If it is quick temper, all of them are like that.
So when I come and
if it is stealing, all of them are like that. If it is drunkenness, all of them are like that. If it is womanizing, all of them are like that. I know a family, no man marries them.
When
they give birth with many women. There are pastors in that family.
I saw four was able to see him,
but all of them it happened to them.
Now, so one also at one.
You see pastor with different wives with children.
But one so far and you know different. Remember.
Oh yeah, and they couldn't marry anymore.
That's one thing I worry people.
Even their apostolic mantle couldn't undo it.
And for an apostolic mantle to me as a sir,
the anointing didn't correct it.
Anointing to me as a sir,
so don't joke with what I'm talking about.
If you don't find the air can in your grow.
One of them was going to have his wedding.
No, Mubako Ekwako Wari.
Who stems from that family? When the news broke out, the whole family organized buses and they came. They didn't come because they knew the guy. Because the guy was not raised from that family, so they didn't know him.
But
they went because they wanted to see who
who has been able to do what we couldn't do?
Now one person go share on the parkour went to me and yet they went to me and
who has been able to marry when we don't marry here?
Why on the way to me and worry where I am worry what
I say it will end with you.
Yes, we're seeing NCPO.
I said it will end with you.
We're seeing no NCPO.
If they don't go to tertiary, it ends with you.
You
will cross that tertiary mark. You will cross that employment mark. You will cross that marital limit. You will cross that academic limit. Whatever is not permitted in your family, you are crossing it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your two and say it ends with me. Say it ends with me. Say it ends with me. May the altar of this house speak for you. May the altar of your father speak for you. May the altar of this church speak for you. May every negative pattern end in your life.
If you don't make it end with you, your children will come and fight it. Your children will come and fight it. A lot of people leave the grave side of their parents feeling sick. They think they are feeling sick because of sorrow. No, there's always a transfer of demons to the next generation when you are burying your parents. You don't bury your parents and your eyes. Your mother is gone. Your father is gone. The battles are not gone. Demons don't die. The spirits that made her to suffer the things she did, they are not yet dead. The demons that made your father suffer the things he suffered, they are not yet dead. And if you allow yourself, no matter how flamboyant you look today, you realize that by the time you are also leaving, you will see that you are almost like him. Or almost like her. But I said it ends with you. Don't ever bury somebody ahead of you in a carnal way, because there are exchanges. Spirits are moving. Because the spirit that inhabited that body and afflicted that body is now looking for another body to enter. And you are the legitimate.
Remember,
I was praying here for somebody in one of our deliverance services. The Lord, immediately there was a spirit man manifest. The Lord told me that there is a shrine that her close relative was sitting on. As the priestess of that. And as that now, the person is dead, but the spirit is looking for who? And she is a blood of that person. So I asked the person, who is that? Then the person said, that's my grandmother. Then I said, yes. Yes. It's trying to enter into you. So that it will also use you. So that
they'll
say that I come home, it's a pattern. I had me a year come for. Say minus me. You see, some of you are not ready to pray this morning. Say minus me.
Minus me.
You are not party. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So that is how it works. Now,
Sanahejuma,
when you go into the Bible,
I feel you can't trust him anymore.
I'll just give you one example of a family that had a pattern.
And after
I'll show you how to come out of it. And then we will pray. Now look at the family of Abraham. The Bible mentioned Abraham, so I'd like to use Abraham's
family. Trust somebody with Abraham. My person may use Abraham.
Hello.
Hi.
How many of you are following me? Now Abraham, the Bible called him what? A rock.
It's Abraham, your friend,
a foundation. Sarah, a pit. Out of which generations are born.
Now
when you enter into Abraham's family, you see a same pattern flowing from father to children. All of them, no matter what, they go through hardship at a point in their lives. That That's the first thing you see from Abraham to all his children. At that point in their life, they go through severe famine. The Bible told us concerning Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, that Abraham was in famine.
Abraham,
to the point that he could not, he had to go and be a refugee. In Egypt. He went to be a refugee in Egypt. So that he can get food to eat. His son Isaac. In Genesis 26. Also went through famine. Hardship. Like his father. And also went to be a refugee. He went to the land of the Philistines. To go and be a refugee. And stayed there for years. He came to Jacob. Jacob also entered into famine.
Jacob was some rest no.
And the people started dying. Jacob and the whole of his sons had to go and be refugees in Egypt. That is what brought the 400 years of slavery.
And another friend, 400 years of slavery.
From grandfather. Father. To children, grandchildren, they all went through refugee experience. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every hardship that has been transferred from your father to you, from your posterity to you, from your forefathers to you, I command it is broken. It is broken. It is broken. Money will come into your hands. Favor will come into your life. Good jobs will come into your life. Doors shall be open for you. The hardship of your father will not be your own hardship. The hardship of your mother will not be your own hardship. Clap your two hands and say, it is minus me. As long as you are from that family, it happened. It happened. All of them, Joseph, all of them.
Joseph, we want to work it out.
They had to dwell in slavery, dwell in hardship, refugee camp. Because it is a pattern. That one, it is not your
work. And when you will do my dinner,
that one, it is not going to school matter.
And then maybe you walk to school.
It is a foundation you must deal with. It is a foundation you must deal with. When you read Genesis 26, 1, Genesis 42, 1, you will see all those stories.
Okay, Genesis,
again, when you check the life of Abraham and his children and his grandchildren, you see a certain trait. They like lying. It's like a lying behavior.
So when you can't draw,
Abraham went to Egypt, lied.
Abraham go Egypt, oku can't draw.
This woman is not my wife.
Oh wait, onyame yere.
Isaac went to Egypt after many years.
And not fear baby echi.
Also lied.
Onusu chance and draw na.
Grandchild. Nenana. As for him, when he came, he made it PhD. He hit PhD in the line. He became a professor of line. As for him, he was not just lying, no, he was deceiving. That's a higher level of lying. He was tricking people. He tricked his brother, his senior brother, the birthright, and gave him your kekari. Who sells destiny with your kekari? Who buys destiny with your kekari? Only Jacob.
Jacob.
He went his own father in his old age and tricked his father. Like to him.
I am Esau.
Oh, but your voice sounds like Jacob.
Jacob.
Don't mind the voice. I'm Jacob. I'm Esau. Lied. The father said, Dabi. If I listen, you. He said, old man. Of late, you know they see where. It be me. Lied to the father for blessing. Ran out of the place. Went to labor. Practice his his tricks on labor. At the time he left labor, he was richer than his boss.
Labor
was so angry. He tricked everybody.
Deceived everybody.
You see, what you don't stop, your children will come and overdo. You are drinking at a small level. Your children are coming to super drink. Say, mercy, Lord. It must end with me. You see, as I'm talking, you should be saying, it ends with me. It ends with me. It must not continue. It ends with me. It must not continue. It must end with me. Look at only Abraham was. Lying was still there. Look at how holy Isaac was. Lying to
him.
Look at how good Jacob became. God loved Jacob.
Jacob.
Lying was
there.
Because what the fathers didn't stop.
And
the children must suffer it. There are a lot of things you are fighting today because your father could not defeat it. There are things you are fighting with today because your mother failed to overcome it. If your mother was able to overcome it, you wouldn't be fighting now. The enemies David could not overcome. When he left the throne for Solomon, he also left the enemies for Solomon. So he told
Solomon,
my son, I'm not just giving you the throne, but there are enemies also that have transferred to you. Deal with this one. Deal with that person. Deal with this one. Deal with that person. And the Bible said that after Solomon had finished all the enemies passed down by his father David,
Solomon,
then his kingdom was established. If you don't take care to finish the demons, your destiny cannot be established. If you are not careful to finish the battle, you will not experience the full blessings God has for you. And you are likely to also pass it down to
the
children. Are you getting what I'm saying? David's father.
David Niger.
His name is called Jesse.
My friend Jesse.
He committed adultery with a house girl. And they gave birth to David.
And one who David.
And kept David in a secret.
And wanted David to tell.
Even when a whole anointed man of God like Samuel came, they hid David.
And for someone was now on so by near David.
Where are all your children? These are they.
Oh, man, you know, I, oh, one
these are all my children. And the man of God believed.
Until
God said, no, these are not all the children. Then he went to Jesus, uncle, are you sure these are all your children?
Oh, yeah, sure, sir. Man, one in any.
Then he said, there's this recent one, yeah. Go and bring him. I'm not living here. And he had to go and bring him. Now, when David also became a successful man, what his father did, he also took another person's wife. He also committed adultery. David's grandfather, Judah.
David
also slept with Tamar.
Adultery.
From father to son to grandson. And instead of David to stop it,
David
didn't stop it.
David didn't see no coin.
Guess who took over? Sure. When he got to Solomon, he's super. Thousand women. Listen, if you don't stop this thing that is happening in your life, you have worried your children. If you don't stop it, you have worried your children. This thing must stop with me. This hardship must stop with me. This joblessness must stop with me. Listen, You go ahead. I'm going to hang myself. I'm tired of life. You are tired of life. When you hang yourself, your children will come and receive the same.
You
must say that this thing must end with me. I will marry legally. I will stay married. But if I allow it to happen to me, my children will come. Are you getting what I'm saying? David said there is a cause to fight. I'm giving you a reason to be angry in your spirit. This thing must stop with me. You know, let me tell you something. You see, it is very, very dangerous to not finish the battle you are supposed to finish. How many of you have heard the story of Esther and Haman?
Wait,
let me see. You see, all that you were told was that the whole thing started in Babylon. It's a lie. 500 years before, when Esther was not born, when Haman was not born, God gave a certain man by name Saul. From the family of Kish. A Benjamite. They gave him an instruction. That go and destroy a certain group of people who today are called demons and behave. Go and destroy Amalek. The Amalekites. Go and destroy them. When Saul went and he left some of them.
Saul called Ujebi.
He didn't finish all of them.
When you're warning,
and then he came back.
And
God said, I overthrow you. But still, the Amalekites, some of them were there.
Now, so Amalekites, when they been sent, can go home.
That he left.
Ah, I want to tell.
Now, 500 years after,
500
a man by name Haman rose up from the genealogy of the Amalekite.
Maybe a friend Haman, sorry, Amalekite.
Who knew of the fight between Amalek and Israel?
Ah no, Nimin Tokwada Amalekite for Israel from
and decided that now that he's close to the emperor, he will use his political power to wipe out the whole of
them. Israel for nephew.
Don't lose this battle. Because your children will be worried you didn't
finish.
Your children will blame you that you didn't finish this thing. Don't leave it for them. And Haman rose up to come and continue what his forefathers
and
the Bible says that God anointed a woman called Esther. Also coming from the family of Kish. Coming from the tribe of Benjamin. The same battle between Saul and Amalek is the battle between Esther and
Haman.
If Saul had finished that battle, then Esther wouldn't have fought that battle. But I pray that any battle your father couldn't finish,
any
battle your mother couldn't finish, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you have been anointed to fulfill it. You have been anointed to finish it. You will finish that unemployment battle. You will finish that singleness battle. You will finish that joblessness battle. You will finish that financial hardship battle. You will finish that curse in your family. You will rise up and you will marry your family. You will have an honorable marriage in your family. Shout, I receive it.
And
clap your two hands together. Finish it. Tell somebody, finish it.
Catch up, say we.
Oh, tell somebody, finish it.
Catch up, say we. Say Okono.
It's very important for you to finish. Abraham, lying spirit, lying attitude.
So when you dear
now in the same Abraham's family,
Abraham,
you will see that they all like beautiful, fair ladies. Their weakness is a fair lady. When Abraham saw a fair lady called Sarah.
Abraham, friend Sarah Odinichi.
When Rebecca came, Bible says Isaac loved Rebecca because she was a fair woman.
Bible said, "Although Rebecca."
I don't have time, so I'll not read everything, but everything is there because she was a fair woman. When Jacob met Rachel, Rachel was fair woman.
Now Rachel is your back.
So he said, "I like Rachel, not Leah."
Me Rachel,
Leah was dark.
Now Leah, you
he said, "I like Listen, the appetite of your fathers are the same appetite you have. Oh yes. When I was growing up, I liked Lucky Dube. I didn't know why I liked Lucky
Dube. Lucky Dube.
I didn't grow with my father. I was raised by my mother. But when I grew up and I decided to go look for my father, when I entered into his room, on
the
center table.
Oh, on the center table.
And why is sound system was the CDs I saw and the pictures on those CDs, the labels was Lucky Dube.
Hey, Lucky Dube.
No, I never grew up with him. But I was battling when I became born again. That was the song I was battling to stop. Up to today, when I hear Lucky Dube song, I close my ears.
Because
it is the appetite of my father. And it became my appetite. Even though I didn't grow with him. There are a lot of things you are doing today that you don't even know that were transferred from your mother to you. You don't need to live with them. You don't need to grow with them. The same mistake they made. And that made them marry a useless man. It's the same mistake you are making. And you are probably also going to marry a useless man.
And I want to show you, I was going to
and you will not understand why. But because as they were thinking, so are you thinking. Problem upstairs. You also have problem upstairs. You don't like it. The same mistakes your father did. That he married this slave queen.
What is that slave queen?
Who has become a useless mother for you. That you don't like. It's the same mistakes you also make.
And one also this one.
You are thinking just like your father.
Oh, Jenny said, Papa.
You are thinking just like
him. Oh, Jenny said, no.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Ask the one by you. Are you following? Abraham liked fair women.
Not Abraham, but Makoko.
Specific. Isaac also liked fair women.
Isaac, so Sarah.
Jacob, fair women.
Jacob, so Makoko.
And the anointing was transferred to Joseph when he was also selecting a wife. He selected a fair woman.
And now Joseph was also fair wife.
Makoko. Daughter. Beautiful.
On whom are
you following? But amazingly, all the fair women they married became barren. All the women they married became barren. Abraham's wife became barren.
Abraham yetu na wudiem.
Isaac's wife was barren.
Isaac yetu na yera wudiem.
Jacob's wife, as for him, all the two wives became barren. At least one of them should not be barren, boy.
The
Bible says all of them were barren.
And
so God saw that Jacob was discriminating. He didn't like the dark one. He liked the fair one. So the Bible says, and God intentionally opened the womb of the dark one so that she would give her plenty so that Jacob would start liking her. And then he still shut the womb of the one he liked. So it's like a family that your wife will be barren. I'm talking about Abraham.
Abraham, you see?
But when it got to Jacob,
Jacob,
the anointing moved from Joseph and it went down to Jacob. Jacob said, it is minus me. Joseph said, it is minus me.
Joseph
made sure that he broke that generational curse. The moment he took the wife, you see, we didn't record some of the bad, like lying and those things. You see, Joseph stopped all those things. So that barrenness, Joseph didn't receive it.
And Joseph, yes, sir.
The way Joseph was able to break from it, you too, you are breaking from it.
Amen.
I said, you're also breaking from it today.
Amen.
It ends with you.
Amen.
It ends with you.
Amen.
I said, it ends with you.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for
me.
Joseph gave birth to Manasseh.
Joseph for Manasseh.
And Joseph knew what he was dealing with. He named Manasseh fruitfulness. That means that I have broken that barrenness.
May
you be fruitful. After today, may you be fruitful. I said, may you be fruitful. I said, may you be fruitful. You see, in Abraham's family, lessons go to the younger ones, not the elders. And some of you are coming from families where all the firstborns are useless. And some of you are firstborns here, and you can see that your younger siblings are doing better than
you.
Abraham had the same situation. He took the blessing. When he came to his children, Ishmael was the firstborn. Isaac was the secondborn. The blessing went to who? Ishmael didn't do any wrong. Ishmael was more of a warrior. Like Ishmael could have really defended the country. But the blessing went to Isaac. That's why we keep seeing the Ishmaelites. Very, very wild in the Middle East. Because they feel cheated. Then it moved from Isaac and went to what?
Jacob and Esau.
When they were in their mother's womb, God said, the younger one will be born soon. And the older one will be a slave. He will serve the younger one. Just like that. They are not done anymore. Because it's a family tradition. It's a pattern in the family. As I'm talking to you now, be looking at your own family. Look at how your younger siblings are doing better than you. Look at how things are happening in your family. You see a certain pattern. You may see a certain pattern. You may see a certain pattern. As if that was not enough. When Jacob was about blessing his children, they were 12. They were 12. But the blessing moved from Reuben. Who was the first person?
No, Dickon.
He lost the blessing. And guess who got the blessing? Joseph. The young one.
Joseph.
And when he got to Joseph, he gave birth to two children. When the old man Jacob met them, and he wanted to bless. Give me that scripture. Let me show you something. You are there. Verse 17. 48:17. Everybody look at me. Let me have two people. Kneel in front of me. Come. Lie. Now, this is Jacob.
Jacob,
just stand behind him. This is Jacob. And Joseph has received, the younger one has received the blessing. Like the way it happens, no matter what you do, it's like the young one will be blessed. It's a family, this thing. Esau was the first, but he lost it.
Jacob also.
Say.
Jacob, so sir.
So this is Joseph. He too, he has gotten it.
It's Joseph.
And he has given birth to two children. This is the firstborn. And this is the secondborn. So this is the eldest. And this is the youngest. At least who should get the bigger? So the right hand must go to the eldest. So that the left hand will go to the youngest. But everybody watch it. When Jacob came, he was blind. He was old and blind like his father. Instead of him putting his two hands on them like this, because Joseph intentionally put the eldest here.
That's Joseph the bringing it to her.
So that because Joseph didn't know.
Not Joseph in him.
That what he's enjoyed. Said
the oldest. I had the to us.
The younger one will get it.
I was so
when he brought, Jacob was blind.
Jacob in here.
So there was no way Jacob knew that, and he has never seen them before.
Oh, who wonder?
This is the first time he came to meet him. Then he said, I thought I would never see you, Joseph. But God has made me to see you and even to see your children. So he has never seen them either. Now, when he was going to bless, how do people bless? Don't people bless this way? So that the right will go to the right. The left will go to the left. But a blind man, didn't know people were kneeling. You that the order, the tradition is that the younger must be.
Now, so when himself said, "Cut one in the end," for that name is.
Then Joseph,
and after Joseph,
stop his father and said, "No, not so."
Because there be
don't do that. This man, Manasseh, Manasseh. He's the eldest. Ephraim is just a young boy. Then the old man said, let it be so.
I
know. Let it be so. Let it be so.
Then
Jacob said,
Jacob said,
Manasseh will be blessed.
Manasseh,
but
Nanso,
the younger is the blessed one.
Now,
have you ever heard that statement before?
What is
that
saying?
The same thing was said about Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael shall also be blessed.
Ishmael, so
because Abraham was crying that, our God, why? And God said, don't worry. Ishmael too will be blessed.
Ishmael, so
when he came to their great grandchild, the same statement was made. Manasseh too will be blessed. But the eldest carries the real blessing. May you not suffer from any negative pattern.
Amen.
May you not suffer from any negative pattern.
Amen.
Listen to me.
See me.
The surest way to break from negative pattern is to be connected to Jesus. To be connected to the root of Jesus. Right. I am going to pray with you. Because of my time. I'm going to pray with you. How will this thing end with you?
It's
through the power of salvation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. That you become a new creation. You have not existed before. You are connected to Jesus. You no longer belong to the Owusu family. You are a new creation.
We are body for
say, I'm a new creation. I no longer belong to the life family. Mention your family. I'm a new creation. When we talk about salvation, we mean you have been regenerated. According to Titus 3:5. The word is gene, G-E-N-E, genes, that has to do with DNA, that has to do with what forms your character, gene. And Bible says that when you are born again, you have been regenerated, that means they have changed your gene. Your gene has been changed. So your family root has been changed. So when you become born again, you can stand on this scripture to change things. That even though they don't marry, it ends with me. Even though they don't travel, it ends with me. Even though they travel and come back poorer, it ends with me. Because my gene has been changed. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Clap your two hands for them. Clap your two hands for them. Another thing that you must be able to do is that you end this thing through the power of revelational knowledge. You must know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what I'm preaching to you about this truth. Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Know the truth about who God has made you as a child of God. Now that I'm born again, what happened to my father must not happen to me.
To me, Janine, what's that to me?
So that you can stand in prayer.
So
and pray with it.
Now they are bomb pie.
We pray with it. Tell somebody we pray with it.
Catch up, say the bomb pie.
You stand on the truth. You change your
bomb pie.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then you must consciously renounce every covenant of your family. Every covenant my father entered. Every covenant my mother entered. Every covenant my family entered into. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. I have a covenant with Jesus, which is higher.
I was so
by the blood of Jesus,
and Jesus
more than the covenant
in
my natural family. So I renounce. And every obligation, I take myself out. You must be able to renounce it. Isaiah 43:26.
Deuteronomy 13:19.
And then number 4, through the maintenance of your liberty in Christ Jesus, stand fast in the liberty Christ has made you free. A lot of people after deliverance, they go back into the problem. Because you must be able to identify the pattern and then position yourself against it. This is wisdom.
Where Nyansa?
Bible says wisdom is a defense.
Bible says Nyansa aye bamboo.
So you must be wise.
Know
that my family, they like drinking alcohol so that you will fight against
it.
My family, they don't give birth with one woman so that you fight against. My family, no man becomes rich. It's like the women, they take care of the men so that you fight. I know a family like that. All the men there, women take care of them. Every man here, you are out of that thing. You are out of that
thing.
So avoid it and fight it. Avoid it and fight it. Stand, maintain spiritual fervency. So that the spirit will not come back. When Jesus has set you free. Matthew 12 verse 43 says, cast out the spirit, it can come back. So you do that by prayer. Isaac prayed for the wife. And block that pattern. And then finally, through walking in the covenant. If there is poverty in your family, the covenant of tithing, you must not joke with it. If there is poverty in your family, don't joke with tithing. Because it is your weapon for victory. Application of Holy Communion against diseases in your family, against barrenness. Number 3, application of the anointing oil for breaking of yokes. And then the last one, a consecrated lifestyle. Because sin will weaken you. And
that's a bunny abemoyemre.
And will let whatever happened to your family members happen to you. Sin.
Bonnie.
So if you are fighting against a family altar, be careful your attitude.
So oh, kutia aya abusia apamubi abonche wabrabo.
Akwari safo wofie udi yebu didi diagro. You are joking. I'm just testing small.
Amekashi.
Meanwhile, akwari safo hum wofie. You don't joke with it. Adultery hum wofie.
Njama bon hum anana wofie.
Utosti ladies. Listen, every family, they have a character that helps that bad thing to continue. So watch out. Whether you are doing that same bad thing. If you are living in that same bad behavior or sin, then the altar that destroys them will be empowered to destroy. Otherwise, God would have delivered you.
Yes,
because we are praying for you, but still you go and do it. So once you are living anyhow, what happened to your mother can happen to you. What happened to your father can happen to you. But I pray for you that it ends with you. I said it ends with you. Clap your two hands together. Shout it ends with
me.
Shout it ends with me. Shout it ends with me. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.